anniversaries, and we've got the people who make our roll call special.
Good morning, Alexandria and surrounding area. This is Kimberly Davis, Wade Hampton's number one fan. I hope you're having a wonderful day, because I am.
Hello, my name is Asia Davis. I love listening to the Wade Hampton show, and it gives me a lot of knowledge about the Bible.
This is Martha Coleman from Monroe, Louisiana, and I enjoy listening at the Wade Hampton show.
This is Leva Marilla from Monroe, Louisiana, and I listen to the show, the Wade Hampton show, every day.
Good morning, this is Lady Diane, Monroe, Louisiana. Are you been a little lonely or depressed? Well, I got news for you. Stay tuned for the Wade Hampton show. I love listening to his show. It's very educational when you play the Bible Jeopardy game. And I would like to give a shout out to Miss Bertha Page. Hello, Miss Bertha. And I would like to say a birthday shout out to Miss Martha French and me, myself, and I, the good old Sharon Diane Gilbert, Lady Di. Happy birthday.
My name is Joanne Matoyer. I'm calling from Alexandria, Louisiana, and I love listening to the Wade Hampton show.
This is Bertha Page of Monroe, Louisiana, and I listen to the Wade Hampton show every day. I enjoy the music, the sermons, and everything that he does play for the encouragement of the Louisiana and other states all as well. Bertha Page of Monroe, Louisiana, and I'm enjoying the Wade Hampton show.
Yeah, that's how we rolling up in here on this Thursday. Hey, 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500 is my number. We've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria. Open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715. Introducing Kai Detox Tea from Tava, a leader in the health and dietary industry. Sip and savor the flavor of Kai Detox Tea. Kai Detox Tea can gently and effectively cleanse your body of everyday impurities and help you feel your very best. Kai Detox Tea contains all natural ingredients and can be served hot or cold. For increased energy and weight loss, it's Tava Kai Detox Tea. Available now at 318-623-9503 or 318-319-8472. This message is brought to you by Fannie Reed, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, I'm Mark Sweeney, and this is a Live Hope Minute. A huge aspect of hope is found in our ability to wait on God with patience and trust. Boy, I really struggle with this. I so wish God would do everything I want exactly when I think it would be best. Please tell me I'm not the only one. When I committed to Living Hope, I said that I was going to have faith in God, that He's at work and doing things that I can't currently see. But when the days are quiet and the victories seem way too far in between, I have to rest in the hope I claim to have. Psalm 90, verse 4 says, "For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night." I like to operate on my own schedule, but God is asking me to lay that down and simply abide with Him, to simply rest in His arms while I wait. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live whole.
Well, let's take time to say happy birthday to these wonderful people who celebrate January 21st as their birthday. Let's go to the list. We'll begin with Shirley Aaron, Viola Allen, Gretchen Perry Ellis, Lisa Harris, Jewel Estes, Shanetra Holland, Jarvis One and Only Gaston, Marie Simon, Alicia Stromile Briggs, Callie Williams, Martha Coleman, Mary Duncan, and Sharon Gilbert. And everyone around the world who celebrates today as their birthday, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you happen to run into any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's turn our attention to today's Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Joshua, the Promised Land, for 800 points. Who built an altar to the Lord on Mount Ebal? Was it Samuel, Moses, Gideon, or Joshua? Well, you have to kind of think about this thing is kind of time sensitive. And there are people that weren't living in the time of Joshua because the category is Joshua, the Promised Land. We know that Moses and Joshua lived in the same time frame. So those two are pretty good. The other two, not so much. Samuel and Gideon. So you can kind of eliminate those two as possibilities. I gave you the clue, Joshua, 8 and 30. If you went there, you'll find that it was Joshua who built the altar to the Lord on Mount Ebal. So your response should have been, who was Joshua? And if that's what you said, congratulations, you got it right. Thank you again for playing Bible Jeopardy with us every day. You are a Bible scholar. And you know something else? I see so much potential in you, and I see where it is that we are headed, not only individually, but as a nation. But there are some things that you have got to do in order to see the fullness of the Lord in your life. I have to do these things too. Call those things that be not as though they are, the scriptures say. The scripture also declares that you have what you say. So if you're going around saying stuff like, I'm lonely, and I'm all by myself, and I'm, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have loneliness. You're going to have depression. You're going to have those kind of things in your life because you are attracting those things with your words. Your words should be, I'm well-liked. I'm highly favored. People like me. People love to be around me. Start saying those things. Even though you may not see any evidence of it being true right now, you will attract what you say. I say this all the time. My body is strong and I am the right weight and my body is slim and trim. There's no evidence of that right now, but I am attracting that into my life. You can be maybe having a health challenge. If you're saying I'm sick, I got high blood pressure, I got this, you're calling those things into you. You're taking ownership of it. Don't do that. say, I will live and not die. My body is strong. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed 2,000 years ago. I walk in divine health. Start saying those things, and divine health is attracted to you. You have what you say. All right? All right. Well, that's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. I hope that you enjoyed today's program and maybe learned something from it. We're going to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead, lock that radio right where it is today. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Messenger Metric McGillender with the Three of Us Ministries. And before we go, as always, we want to remind you, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Hey, make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself. Love each other and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
This here is a love song.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.